The Hairy Hand of Dartmoor by Michael McStay, starring Struan Roger, Emily Richard, and Angela Pleasance.
Oh dear.
Oh, you said you were ready.
I am. Don't fluster me.
You're not even dressed.
What do you suppose they'll be wearing? Susan's bound to look lovely.
None will look as beautiful as you, my Kate.
Oh, you can still turn on the charm when you want to. I just wish you meant it. It's no wonder I have no confidence in myself.
Oh, for God's sake, Kate, how much confidence does it take to climb into a bloody dress?
She said a bite to eat. What does that mean?
If she said a bite to eat, it means it's one of her evenings. We all stand around spilling chili con carne down our shirt.
I've got a new dress. Just not sure it's...
Look, I'm going downstairs to help myself to another drink.
Oh.
And if you're not ready by the time I've drunk it, I'm not going.
Oh, Jeff, please, please, help me.
You can go stark naked if you want, but just be quick about it. Oh, bloody thing.
Let's use yours. Jeff? It's been going flat for some time.
Then why don't you get the thing recharged?
I was going to. Oh, let's go in yours.
We're not going in mine. You'll be driving back and you're not driving my car.
Don't drink too much.
Ah, gotcha. Now just shush while I concentrate on this blasted thing.
Why are you going across the moor?
Because we are late.
Oh, it's such a bad road.
It's the shortest.
Well, as long as there's no traffic.
Look, I am sick and tired of always being late.
All right.
We'll wind up dead one of these days, sure as hell.
Please slow down.
Looking around the place like a madman. Look, this is the last time.
How many drinks have you had? Please, Jeff. A minute or two, it doesn't matter.
It's not a minute or two, Kate. We're already more than half an hour late. You know how I am about time. So bloody rude.
He said I was sorry.
But you're not. Otherwise, you wouldn't keep doing it.
Oh, please, slow down. You know, you can get sudden patches of fog. You could hit something. Do you know how many horses are killed on the roads every year by cars?
I know two things about the horse. And one of them is rather coarse.
You know what I mean.
No, I don't. I never have any idea what you're talking about. That's half the trouble. Anyway, that's the Grockles. Anybody who lives on the moor knows better.
What?
The Grockles kill the horses. They all end up in some boucherie chevaline anyway. Well, you know they do.
I think it's dreadful.
One man's meat is another man's horse flesh.
That's not even remotely funny. Oh, look, there's a pub, Jeff. On the right.
What?
Cigarettes.
Oh.
Thank you for the cigarettes. You were gone a long time.
I had a drink. Well, you can't just walk into a pub and buy cigarettes without... God, I needn't have bothered. Landlord was barely civil anyway, only two customers. Both of them typical bloody moor people, result of six generations of inbreeding. You try to be civil, nothing. Good evening, nothing. I'm from bloody Mars. They just look at you. They really resent you, you know? They almost seem to have an air of menace about them. Do you ever feel that?
No.
No, I don't suppose you would. No imagination. Too worried about how you look all the time.
Oh, Jeff, please.
Yes, yes, all right. Let's just get to this damn party.
Thank you for opening the car door for me.
Hmm? Oh, well, you never know who might be looking. I think we just go in. It seems to have started.
Oh, right.
Kate, Jeffrey. Oh, I'm so glad you could make it. Wonderful to see you.
We've been looking forward to it.
I'm sorry we're late, Susan. Kate couldn't quite...
Nobody is late.
He's in a bit of a mood.
Well, I'm not having any of that this evening. Jeff, you'd better go and find Peter. Get him to pour you something large. Go on, off you go. Shoo. He's been a pain all the way here.
Pay no attention to him. Let me take your jacket and we'll go and meet some people.
Thanks.
I think you know... Oh, I adore that dress. You look quite stunning.
You don't think it's a bit...
Yes, I do. Elizabeth Hurley, eat your heart out.
It's too much, isn't it?
Not at all. You look lovely. I'm very jealous.
I wasn't sure. You said a few friends. Is it anything special?
No, we just felt like a party. Now, come with me. I'd better warn you that Henry is here, you know?
Yes.
Dr. Henry. He fancies you like mad.
Oh.
And that dress might be too much for him, particularly after a couple of drinks.
But so is Susan. They're all the same. I just relax and accept the inevitable.
That's so bloody rude.
Of course it is. But they're a very self-centered sex.
Mm. Do you mind, Peter?
Of course not.
I needed that one.
I'm sure you did.
Didn't touch the sides.
I'll fix you this one, then you just help yourself. Just ice?
Lots of it.
Got some dry martini. Make it more interesting.
What a good idea.
Kate driving back?
Oh, she knows I enjoy a drink.
How much?
Just show the corks.
And a couple of cocktail onions. There, get that down you. If Kate's driving is anything like Susan's, you'll need a few glasses of painkiller. How is it?
Mm. Mm. Oh, perfection. Oh, dear. Why can't a woman be more like a man? Eh?
Yes, indeed. Old Shaw knew what he was talking about.
Shaw?
My fair lady. Oh, Henry, come and say hello.
Thought I might manage a small top-up.
You know Henry, our local quack. Oh, yes, of course you do.
Evening, Geoffrey. You brought that delightful wife of yours with you?
She's here somewhere. And how are you, Henry?
God knows. Don't go to a doctor to find out.
I'll fill you up, Henry.
Whiskey and a dash, Peter. A lot of dash. Got to ease up a fraction.
I need a couple of drinks to relax these days.
Quickest way to the graveyard. But don't get me started on shop. I've just got back from one of those heavy medical conferences.
Another jaunt at the taxpayer's expense?
Malta. Managed to get some golf in.
Oh, all right for some.
And what are the latest prognostications of doom?
Nothing new. Incidence of heart disease among smokers and drinkers. Oh, they quibble about the safe amounts of alcohol, but that doesn't concern any of us here. No, the latest figures support the figures of the same conference 5 years ago, except it seems that those figures were very optimistic.
I don't think I want to know.
No. Might give you a heart attack.
Yeah. Drink that. It'll help you forget how ill you are.
Thanks, Peter. Cheers. Suffice to say that 3 out of 4 of us will suffer heart problems within 5 years.
Good God. There's only 3 of us here.
Well, there you are then. Ah, that's better. Now, Geoffrey, where's Kate?
No idea. Susan took her off somewhere.
You're probably in the library.
I'd better go and say hello. Lovely girl. Absolutely wasted on you, you know.
Poor old Henry. Never stops trying. But Abigail never lets him out of her sight.
It's all in your imagination, Susan.
Kate, there are some very funny things happen in this part of the world.
Oh, yes. The Hound of the Baskervilles and all that sort of thing.
More than that.
Everyone thinks of Dartmoor as swirling mists, mysterious locals, and crazed prisoners on the loose. It's all television.
Not mysterious.
Well, you wouldn't think so, Abby. You're one of them. But they certainly keep themselves to themselves, and they do interbreed.
Nonsense.
And they never accept you. You're always a foreigner, an incomer.
Do you accept them? You live in this mansion totally divorced from any kind of life they could understand.
I use the local shops. I make a point of it.
The local pubs?
We're not pub people.
Of course not.
Actually, I've heard that we have a coven in our village.
Witches!
I'm sure you have, Kate. You live in a dell.
Ooh. Is that important?
It is if you're a witch.
Witch? I heard the word witch. Abigail, my sweet, who are you destroying now?
Go away, Henry.
I shall not. I came looking for this beautiful lady.
You've been drinking.
It is a party, Abigail. Kate, you lovely creature. It is wonderful to see you again. Give me a kiss.
Oh, Henry.
That dress is sensational.
Thank you, Henry. How nice to have somebody notice. Mm.
I do apologize for him, Kate. Henry, you can let her go now.
My natural medical instincts, I'm sure Kate doesn't mind.
I'm sure she does. I'm
merely admiring a good, firm hip.
It's all right.
We were discussing some of the darker aspects of Dartmoor life before you interrupted.
Oh, please pay no attention to me, my sweet. I only dropped by to say hello to my favourite lady. Outside marriage, naturally.
Naturally.
Now stop it, Henry. It is gross bad manners to flatter another woman in the presence of your wife, and even worse in front of your hostess.
But you know I want to go to bed with you.
That is not a compliment.
Henry, would you get us a drink?
Yes, do something useful.
My pleasure.
Kate? Well, I'm meant to be driving home. I suppose I could just have one more gin. Lots of tonic, please.
Susan?
No, I'm just having orange juice until the buffet is safely on the table.
Oh. Abigail, straight wormwood for you?
Oh, just go, Henry. You wouldn't think it was the same man when you meet him in the surgery.
He's so boring when he drinks.
Aren't they all?
I am so sorry, Kate.
Oh, it's all right, Abby. He's quite harmless. Well, I mean, you know what I mean.
Some people have a natural propensity for doing harm.
Oh, Henry's only flirting, trying to be amusing. You know he doesn't mean it.
No, he doesn't. A burnt child dreads the fire.
I think we should go and find out what the men are up to. I'm starting to feel neglected. Henry will have to find us with our refills.
I never go across the moor if I can help it. Nasty stretch of road at the best of times. You can end up in a clay pit.
All right, have you known? Bit of fog on the way here, nothing to worry about.
All the same,
too many police on the 838.
And too many horses across the moor.
Anyway, it's Kate's license, so it's Kate's problem.
What's all this about Kate? Peter, you've been avoiding me.
Oh, as if I would do such a thing.
Abby and I thought we'd come and join you. You seem to be having such fun.
Then why come and spoil it?
Geoffrey, do you spend your life being unpleasant to your wife?
Not at all, Abigail. Give us a kiss. Good to see you again.
And say you're sorry to your beautiful wife, who is undoubtedly the success of the evening.
I am sorry to my beautiful wife, who is undoubtedly the success of the evening. What are you wearing?
Susan has gone to put the buffet out. Can I get you something to eat?
In a minute. We were in the middle of a fascinating conversation.
What were you talking about?
What were we talking about?
I was trying to persuade him not to go back across the moor.
No, I shall use the main road.
She's frightened of the moor.
I'm not.
She's frightened of the horses. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. Oh, how does it go?
And his name that sat on him was Death.
Oh.
There's no need to be frightened of the moor if you understand it.
Of course not.
Now, Abby, don't start on all that. Abigail believes Dartmoor is the result of a huge volcanic eruption, which at the same time released all the evil spirits trapped in the centre of the earth.
What were they doing there?
They had been imprisoned from the time of the creation.
Some were destroyed, but others were scattered throughout the world to cause wars, pestilence, famine.
And some stayed right where they were to make life difficult for pissed motorists. Not much of an ambition.
Some have remained trapped within the granite outcrops.
Well, if I hit a chunk of granite...
Is this the hairy hand of Dartmoor?
The hairy hand of Dartmoor is a myth for the tourists.
I'll tell that to Henry.
What do you mean?
Henry always put his accident down to the hairy hand.
He lost control of the car.
He swears the wheel was snatched out of his hands.
A few drinks in the pub, a pile-up, and whoops, sorry, officer, must have been the hairy hand of Dartmoor.
Oh, don't keep quiet, Geoffrey.
Don't tell me to keep quiet.
It is easier to laugh at some things than to try and explain them.
You're the one that doesn't believe.
In myths. But there are other things.
Little green men in granite.
You are not from the moor.
And you are a local girl who married the doctor from London, and didn't she do well?
Steady, Jeff.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry, Abby. But I've had it with the locals. They're bloody stuck up. Only you're okay. You're one of us. But the rest of them, they don't own the moor, you know. You'd think they did.
And you do.
I'm sorry.
Don't bloody apologise for me.
I was apologising for something earlier. I keep forgetting you're a local, Abby. I said those things.
It's not important.
About the witches.
Witches?
There are definitely witches. Mark Rogerson was telling me about a case a few years ago.
But I know that you're right, Kate. We have a coven in our village as well. We also live in a dell.
Yes, I mean, you do hear stories.
Well, you can believe them or not, but they do claim the most remarkable powers.
Such as?
Well, all the usual stuff, like pins in wax and images and such.
These are primitive concepts.
Oh, yes, that's what I was saying. But how about out-of-body experiences?
Out of bloody mind, more like.
What are they?
Well, they reckon they can project their physical bodies, their presence, in other words, to some other place, maybe miles away, without ever leaving their home, so to speak.
Astral projection.
Absolutely amazing.
But then I wouldn't try to convince you of anything, Geoffrey.
Absolute crap. Now, where's all the drink gone?
Let me...
Don't you think...
Don't nag me.
I was just going to suggest that we had something to eat.
Yes, I'll come with you. Give Susan a hand with wine.
Are you coming?
I'll join you.
Well, can I get you something?
I'm all right. Don't fuss. Just go away.
Susan's done it all herself, you know. Yes. He'll be all right. I'll see you later.
Abby?
Yes?
I didn't mean all that.
You didn't mean what?
All that stuff about the locals.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. Bloody arrogant, most of them. Not you, no. No, them. They actually frighten me. You never know what they're thinking.
Are you interested in what they think?
No.
Perhaps that's why they frighten you. People are often frightened of what they don't understand.
Oh, I understand you all right. Not frightened of you.
Oh?
Yeah, but there's a part of you that nobody knows about. Oh, yes, maybe you do frighten me. I bet you are a bloody witch. I mean, how about you projecting yourself to my bed without Henry noticing?
I must get back to the others.
Actually, I don't care how you do it, as long as you get there, because I want you, Abby. I want to find out what you're really like under that cool facade.
A broken and contrite heart shalt thou not despise.
I'm talking about your body.
But I find the prospect of my body being sullied by you quite unacceptable.
Oh, sullied? That's bloody good. Unacceptable, am I? What about your Henry with his wandering hands? That's acceptable, is it? How are things between you and Henry? Oh, no, don't turn away from me. At least I'm honest. Because I do bloody want you. Yes, you are a witch. Bloody sexy witch. Why do you wear your hair like that? Do you ever let it down? What are you frightened of? Are you frightened of letting go? Do you ever let it flow free, loose?
Like that?
Oh, yes.
I am not afraid of myself or you.
Abby.
Don't touch me.
Come on, Abby.
Don't punish me for the anger inside you. Goodbye, Geoffrey.
Abby, wait. Oh, bloody woman. Oh, sod it. Where's the bloody vodka got to?
Abigail, darling, you haven't eaten.
I'm just about to.
Everything all right?
Hmm?
Your hair?
Oh, I had a small headache.
Is Jeff?
He's still at the bar.
Oh, I'll try to get him to eat something.
I'll give you a hand.
Is Jeff all right?
I think Kate is going to have a little trouble there.
Oh, she usually does. Curry prawns are marvellous. I made them myself.
Is Henry behaving himself?
Hmm?
You know what I mean, Peter. Kate. He really is boring.
I wouldn't know. I've been at the bar most of the evening.
Always the diplomat, eh?
Mind you, she is rather asking for trouble.
Yes. I don't think I'd have worn that dress.
No, you need to be young to get away with it. No, what I mean is, you know, Abigail,
Have one of my prawns. I've got too many.
He's getting dreadfully smashed. You'd better get the car keys.
Oh, it's all right. We agreed I'm driving back.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm always very careful.
I'm sure you are. More's the pity. But look, I'd be more than happy to run you home if the going gets rough.
You're just an old softy, Henry.
Oh, bloody hell, but this. Sorry about that, Peter.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Slip, just slip. Sorry about that.
It's all right. Have you eaten?
Put it down somewhere. Look, I'm sorry about the glass. It just slipped.
Shall I find you a sandwich?
It's all right. Kate got me some. Where is Kate?
Right, I think she's...
Bloody hell. What does that pathetic old sod think he's up to?
Stop trying to be naughty, Henry.
Sorry. Couldn't stop myself. It is the most delicious bottom.
We are going home.
Geoffrey.
We are going home now.
But it's only 9 o'clock.
Don't care about the bloody time. We're going home.
I'm enjoying myself.
Oh, I can see that.
Geoffrey.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to her.
You're being very rude.
Oh, yeah? That's bloody good coming from you.
You're making a fool of yourself.
Now, ma'am, what do you think you're doing, eh? Where do you get that dress?
Geoffrey, I was trying to...
Your bloody tits hanging out. If you haven't got any respect for yourself, you could at least have a bit of respect for me.
Look, Geoffrey, old chap...
I'm not surprised this wimp is mauling you about. Why don't you keep your hands off other people's wives? What's wrong with your own wife, eh? You cold bitch.
Geoffrey, I think you should apologise.
Me? Oh, that's bloody funny.
Geoffrey, what's going on? Are you all right?
No, it's all right.
Going home. Good night, Susie.
Is something wrong?
I think Geoffrey misunderstood.
Bollocks. Didn't misunderstand anything. Going home now. Good night, Susie. Lovely party.
Oh, Geoffrey, please, just wait a moment.
You're not driving.
Why is everybody suddenly worrying about me? Going across the moor, perfectly all right.
Kate, you must stop. Henry.
I don't think he's going to pay much attention to me. I expect he'll be all right. I mean, he knows the road, and he'll probably calm down once he gets behind the wheel.
That's upset him.
It was me.
Nonsense. Look, he's going to be all right.
I ought to go after him.
He won't listen to you. No, you stay here. You can let your hair down, eh?
Yes, you can stay here the night, Kate. Come on, don't let him spoil the party.
Oh, come on. Bloody thing won't start.
Don't be foolish, Geoffrey.
Battery's flat as hell.
Listen to me, Geoffrey. Don't be foolish.
What?
You have been lashing out all night. You seem determined to destroy everyone.
Ah, got you, you bugger.
And now you will destroy yourself.
Be all right, cross the moor.
Do not drive across the moor.
Worried about your bloody hairy hand, are you? The only hands you want to worry about are your husband's.
You must not be allowed. You destroy everybody, Geoffrey. Your wife, your friends... You must not hurt anybody else.
Bloody good friends. I don't know what games you and Henry play, but I don't want any part of them. I don't want any part of Henry. I don't want any part of you. You are cold-hearted.
Then you must have it your way. So be it. Goodbye, Geoffrey.
Abigail! Damn! You should have tried to stop him. Abigail? Is everything all right?
It is done. It cannot be recalled.
Abigail, what are you up to? Is there something between you and Geoffrey?
Geoffrey? Something between myself and Geoffrey?
Oh, it's just that... earlier, I thought maybe Geoffrey
was... We agreed never to talk about those things again. I'm sure you remember that, Henry. No. There is nothing between Geoffrey and myself. There never will be.
Bloody headlights. I can't see a thing. Thank God it's clear. Stupid woman. Don't go across the moor, Geoffrey, eh? They think they own the bloody place. Oh, shh. Bloody fog. Oh. That's all right, not too bad. Jesus. Bloody hell, Abby. Abby, what the hell do you think you're doing? I could have killed you. Abby. Abigail, where are you?
Abby, stop fooling around. Abby, what the hell were you playing? I could have run you down. Abigail, where are you? Abby, will you stand still? Stop playing bloody games. Get into the bloody car.
But,
Abby, are you out of your mind? Just get into the car or I shall leave you here. Stupid bloody woman. Either get into the car or get out of the bloody way or I shall run you down. I am not playing games at this time of night. Right. Right. Get out of the bloody way!
That was Kate on the phone. She's with the police. The most terrible thing has happened. Geoffrey went off the road last night up on the moor.
How dreadful. Well, we did try to stop him.
No, Abigail, you see, I'm afraid he's dead. No seatbelt, and he went through the windscreen.
That is sad.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes. Geoffrey is dead.
You don't care, do you?
I'm sorry for Kate, of course. But he was a most unpleasant man.
He's dead, Abigail!
Geoffrey destroyed everybody he came into touch with. And finally, he destroyed himself. Let's not talk about it now, Henry. I enjoyed last night very much, but it has left me feeling totally exhausted. I think I'll take my tea into the conservatory. Oh, and I'm sorry, Henry. You're quite right, of course. It is very sad about Geoffrey.
In The Hairy Hand of Dartmoor by Michael McStay, Geoffrey was played by Struan Roger, Kate by Emily Richard, and Abigail by Angela Pleasance. Henry was played by Jonathan Oliver, Susan by Ludmilla Vuli, and Peter by Timothy Carlton. The director was Ned Shaw.